This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you, Kira O'Brien. Welcome to the news you missed. We start this morning in cyberspace. Cyberspace. Or at least that's where President Trump wishes he could be these days. Both Facebook and Twitter this week reviewed the bans on President Trump's accounts, and both concluded that he would stay banned from their platforms for the foreseeable future. Upon hearing the decision, most of America wanted to switch places with him. Please get me the hell off this. Hashtag internet not nice. Aren't we all fatigued? Yeah. In a surprising announcement, Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda announced that they were divorcing this past Monday. The Gates have been married for 27 years, and word is there is no prenup. Sources say that while most divorcing couples simply divide their belongings, the Gates are planning to play rock, paper, scissors for hemispheres of the earth.
Accurate.
Consumer alert. Peloton has recalled all of their treadmills after several children were injured by those treadmills. Peloton has agreed to full refunds, and they estimate you'll burn 300 calories boxing it up and dragging it to the door. So that's, you ever drag in the equipment?
Yeah.
My treadmill weighs 400 pounds. The treadmill in my house?
Oh.
You're pushing it like a blocking sled. Yeah. Let's see. In tech, IBM says they have developed a chip. Now, this is something. They have developed a chip that could make your phone operate for 4 straight days on 1 charge.
Wow.
Nice.
Or for the ladies, an hour on vibrate.
Perfect.
Never borrow a woman's phone.
Oh, an hour, that's all I need.
That's, oh, my gosh.
No.
That's all?
Wow. And finally this morning, a Florida woman claims she found a damp cigarette all rolled up in her soft taco from a Pensacola Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thought it was a metaphor.
After taking it to a nearby lab for testing, forensic reports indicate it still tasted pretty good. Hashtag bueno Taco Bell. Spokesperson for Taco Bell apologized, explaining that the damp cigarettes are supposed to go into their new tasty bean and nicotine burrito.
Ah, mm. Yeah.
Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. From the news you missed here on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.